Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's a blessing and a calling. And this calling is getting heavy. It's a heavy burden. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most heavenly Father, we thank you. And we praise you for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your salvation that you have provided for us. And your love. We need your help. We need your protection, Father. We need to lean on you more. And we need your forgiveness. Father, I ask that you will put a hedge of protection around the president and the leaders of this country. Draw them to you, O God, to walk in your ways and to have wisdom, your wisdom, on how to lead a people. We seem to be in a bit of chaos. May this nation once and again be a nation that prays and fasts. That we will be a people, as your scripture says, that will fall on our knees. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We have much sin to be forgiven, Father. I ask that we will be a people who choose you over all. I ask you to bless CSC Talk Radio. Bless Melody Cederstrom, who's my guest today, and her business with the discount gold and silver trading, and those that she meets and works with, her clients. Bless our conversation today. May we bring wisdom and calm and encouragement to all who hear. For such a time as this, I pray for you, for your light and your guidance. Amen. You know, we've seen an awful lot, and my husband's been reading a book that we purchased about a year ago, I think it was, but it is a novel. And it's a novel that's written by Lavoie Finicum. Now, you remember him. He was a man who was shot and killed fighting for property rights and liberty. But there were no riots in the street. There was no national outcry for the loss of liberty and the abuse of liberty against liberty. But abuse of power, it will assuredly was. Decisions made now and consequences later, and I believe we have arrived here at the later. We are reaping the benefits, not the benefits, but the consequences. I mentioned before that there was a book I read to my children when they were little, Inside, Outside, Upside Down. It was a Berenstain Bears book, and we loved their stories. And I've compared it to our world today, to that phrase and that title, but I believe it's much, much worse than just not knowing which way is up and which way is down. The removal of God, the removal of statues, the ignorance of history, no respect for life, no respect for or of others, no respect for property. There is no happiness to be, not with that. We are reaping the consequences of decisions this nation and the people have made. While a college student out, Albert Einstein is said to have humiliated a professor. I don't know if he really humiliated him or not, but he told him that evil is the absence of God. I heard it once said that darkness is simply the absence of light. And I wrote down this morning, well, slavery is the absence of liberty. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote, when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. America, Americans, I fear, are walking in darkness. The zombies feasting, looting, and destroying, yet they gain nothing. We have sat idly by and allowed those who hate God, who hate liberty, who hate freedom, have their way and destroy all that was good and wonderful about our nation. And it didn't just happen in the last year or last 3 years. This has been going on for 100 years or more. A godless nation reaping pure evil. They don't want justice. They want their way. We're not witnessing a revolution. We're witnessing a takeover of a nation. They don't want freedom. They don't want equality. They want to dominate. They don't want no police. That didn't sound like very good grammar, did it? They want federal police. This would be the politicians, not the rioters. They want the men in brown. The decision to give up a portion of your city will have consequences across the land. We are a free people. As a free people, we are done. I will not give up, though. I'm too stubborn to give up, and I will continue to fight. But we need a plan. We need to be prepared. And it is not too late for that. And with that, I bring Melody Cederstrom on. She's got all the answers. And we're going to go to her. How are you today, Melody?
I'm just doing great, thank you. I just never know how to come in after your...
You know, and I never know where we're going. I just start writing, and it just heads somewhere. Earlier this week, I knew you were coming, and I wanted to invite you. You know, we've been talking about having some vacation time together. Well, there's a new country called CHOP, and I thought maybe if we could get a visa, we could go there. Flip-flops and all, girlfriend.
That place that used to be called Chaz?
Yeah, it was called Chaz. That was last week. That's so last week.
Okay. I wonder what's going to be next week.
I don't know, but they had to move their borders a little bit this week. I don't know where the entry wall is, but this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And while this all is going on, all this chaos, and that's what you hear. I didn't hear anything last night about the Supreme Court decision ruling in favor of the LGBTQ. And it was 6-3. And it's not going to go good. It's one of those decisions that's going to have consequences down the road. Not good ones, I don't think. And it's not that I want anybody discriminated against. But it was an unconstitutional ruling, and it's going to have consequences. And it's just that we're done in some ways. We're just done. I just don't know how else to put it. I have hope. I don't ever give up. I'm pretty stubborn in that way. But we do have to have a plan. And I thought maybe you and I could talk about that. I know we always talk about the financial plan, and we need to do that. Because now more than ever, people have got to have a plan. Don't you think?
We do. And it seems unlikely that we have a leader of putting together a plan, so we have to plan individually. That's the best plan that you can have. Don't wait for someone else that you might think is going to put together the plan to save us all and to turn things back. People need to do it on an individual basis and be prepared. The more prepared you are, you can just sit back and it frees up your time to where you can do other things that could be helpful as we go down this path. And so, I mean, I think many might feel, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Well, there's a lot you can do about it, but you can't do anything about it until you plan for yourself and your family. That's
absolutely.
The
I was going to say, we are our brother's keeper, but we can't keep a brother till we've got our own stuff in line. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. I'm going to wait on the phone calls because I want her and I to have a little chat about preparing in this next section, in the next segment. But the number to call for Melody is 1-800-375-4188 in her office. That's 1-800-375-4188. Her website is dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. She has her own little radio program. We're going to talk about that. I'll give you how to get that in just a moment when we come back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, one of the clues, Melody, that our politicians are just totally insane and not trying to do anything to better life. One is the LGBTQ decision in the Supreme Court. They're not following the Constitution. They're not even trying to. Another one is the House of Representatives. They're putting forth a bill to make the District of Columbia, D.C., the 51st state. We're going to have to change all our flags and everything and add another star to it. Even though the reason it's not a state is because it is supposed to be a neutral district where we can neutrally, without political bias, make decisions like that ever happened in D.C.
Yeah.
But they're ignoring Puerto Rico and Guam and the Virgin Islands and American Samoa and all our territories. And, you know, they want to be the 51st state. And then we had this decision. Well, it's not a decision, but a lawsuit going on against Starbucks because they scolded the employee and the employee wasn't supposed to wear a shirt that was politically motivated, and he or she, I don't know which it was, had a Black Lives Matter shirt on. And so Starbucks is in trouble. No rules, no laws, nothing matters. And it's just crazy. If that had been a MAGA shirt, if that had been a pro-life shirt, what would there have been a lawsuit? No. There wouldn't have been any backlash other than the person would have been fired probably. But, you know, it's It's not about our liberty anymore, and it hasn't been for a long time, and we've just been fools thinking that it was. So it is in our hands. You know, I'm doing a speech coming up here later this month, and one of my key phrases in there is liberty is always in the hands of the people. And, you know, they're complaining about the police. Who elected the mayors? The mayors pick the police chief, and the police chief elects hires the police. So whose hands is it truly in? It's in the hands of the voters, the people. So when we vote in socialism, that's what we're going to get. And that's what we have. And we've been fooled for such a long time. And it's time for us to take things in our own hands. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. How we can get started. You know, there's so many things we can do. But
I mean, staying on your topic, I mean, our biggest problem is our politicians. I mean, that's
you
the
bet.
Problem. Everything
they
that's
are the
going
existential
on.
Crisis.
And not just the ones in Washington, but the mayors, the governors. I've never heard such foolishness coming out of their mouths. I mean, it's just unbelievable. What I hear them say and what they do and what they don't do. And that's the problem. That's why we're, you know, I saw something where it's not, you know, the police, they don't need to be retrained. Mm. They don't need to be retrained at all. It's the people, the public. I mean, people are mouthy. They're vulgar. There's no responsibility, no accountability. People,
no respect.
The public is what needs to be retrained. Not
Amen,
the police.
Sister. Preach it.
You know? It's
but that's
just,
the truth.
It is the truth. I think one of the most upsetting things, and I didn't follow the story, I saw the headline yesterday, Shake Shack. Three cops were sickened by drinking
yes.
their shakes with bleach in them.
Yes.
And they're not going to hold these workers accountable. No criminality. Are you kidding me? That's murder.
It is.
That's attempted murder.
I didn't know they
you
weren't going to hold them accountable, though. But I guess
that's
they can't.
It
was only
no
a policeman.
Criminality. To me, that's no accountability.
Well, that is. That is. But how can they call it that?
After a thorough investigation by the NYPD Manhattan South, it determined there was no criminality by the employees.
So did they.
Shake Shack says they're working hard, and we're glad to hear that the officers are all okay. Are they going to be okay a month from now or a year from now? I mean, that can't be a temporary, I mean, what kind of long-term possibility illnesses yeah. might that cause these
Bleach
people?
In your belly isn't like bleach in the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not the same thing.
So this is what's wrong with this country. No accountability. Everybody gets by, and you know what? And I said it, and I know I got in trouble with it. I don't, you know, what happened to George Floyd, you know, hey, you know. But if these people didn't resist arrest, if they weren't doing bad things anyway, they wouldn't have died. Again, coming back to where, you know, that's not to say they got what they deserved, because they didn't deserve that, and I don't mean that. On the other hand, if you resist arrest, what do you expect might happen? I mean, come on.
There's going to be a fight, and when there's a fight, it's going to go down ugly. You
yes.
know, I had a Sunday school teacher one time, and you know, what do we? I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to necessarily say anything bad about any of these individuals, but when he was talking about the prison, he said they're not in there for helping little old ladies across the street. And then I watched on TV last night, and this was in New York, I think. And this woman, she's 93 years old, was going down the sidewalk. She had her walker, she had her purse, she was headed to the pharmacy. And some 20-some-year-old man, he happened to be black, he could have been any color, but he happened to be black. He also was a registered sex offender. Shoved her. Just shoved her, hit her like in the head, knocked her off balance. She fell down, hit her head. Oh, she was right by a mailbox, you know, one of those mailboxes on the streets. hit her head on that. She wasn't, it's a wonder she didn't break a hip. But that he walked on, turned around, saw that she was on the ground and just kept walking. Now, what kind of respect for life is that?
Well, there is now. I mean, we've been talking about this for years and years and years and years. There is no respect. How can you respect? There's no, I mean, look at the look what trash comes out of Hollywood. Look what trash comes out of these video games. And this is all part of what our culture has turned into. But no one talks about this. No one talks about the real problems that the blacks have. I mean, no one talks about, you know, these inner cities and the problems. There should be a neighborhood in this country where police don't go. I always moved to little towns. Once I left Phoenix, I always went to littler towns. And you could always see the changes with growth. And it's never good. You see the gangs move in, you see this moved in, and where is the authorities? Well, it comes from the mayors, it comes from the governors, it comes from
local.
The politicians. No. Because yes. It's all about the buck, it's all about the money. How much do they get paid from the, from these developers? How much money do they get paid? And then we can continue to increase the homeowners' property taxes. So, it's for the schools and for the children. You know, taxpayers roll over and say, okay. I mean, we've become a people. We talk about sheeple. I think this whole nation is full of sheeple.
Well, I agree. I agree.
Even those of us who know what's going on, we're still sheeple.
I agree 100%. You know, we haven't sold out for liberty just yet. We're not ready to give up things.
No.
You know,
and I don't know the answers. I mean, I don't know. It's easy to have opinions. It's easy to see what's going on and so forth.
You know, we cling to words. I thought about this earlier this week. We cling to the words. And the Word of God we do need to cling to. But we cling to the words. You know, I love to read the quotes of the Founding Fathers and some of these other wise guys and women. You know, I love to read their quotes. But at some point in time, we have to take action. And that's the hard part, Melody, to take action, to stand up and be prepared. And,
you have to be prepared.
And we've been saying it for years and maybe do a little bit here and a little bit there, and now it is right on top of us. It is
right on
top of
us. And I'm not so sure we aren't past the point of, we're past the point of no return, I believe.
Well, I have a quote for that, too. And it's scary.
Okay.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Visiting with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a longtime sponsor of the show and a good friend and a good person that's trying very hard to bring America home. DGScoins.com. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. And we're going to open the phone lines in this next segment. 1-800-877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann Melody. We lit up the phone lines. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Oh, great, Beth. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Great. Well, Melody, I got a call and talk to you about money. I consider you this show's official financial expert. And
no pressure.
No pressure.
Well, don't laugh, right. Beth.
I wasn't.
Okay. But I saw something in our paper this week. Our county treasurer had an article in there. We're a small Iowa county. There's 99 counties in Iowa. We have 20,000 people live in our county. It's pretty small. And next door we have a bigger county that has 47,000 people live in it. Our county treasurer just reported last year at this time we had $95,000 in delinquent taxes sitting out there on real estate taxes. This year it's $461,000.
Wow.
And the bigger county next door to us with the 47,000 people live there, they're $2.2 million in delinquent taxes sitting there right now. And the penalties start July 1st. Now, we know a lot of that's been waived. But in same with also with the corruption we've got, the only bipartisanship we're seeing out of all this is that PPP deal. I guess there's lots of Congress people on both sides of the aisle that are connected with businesses that are going to benefit from that. And we know a lot of it did not go to Main Street. Now, she didn't say in the article if this is commercial property, but I'm going to guess this is commercial property that, she's thinking once that's waived that they don't have to pay penalty on it, they'll get paid. But I'm thinking Main Street has gotten hit so bad that they can pretty much estimate they're going to lose that money.
Well, I would agree. I mean, whether it's commercial, whether it's private, I mean, people aren't working. There's no income coming in.
Right.
So, yeah, they're going to waive it. They'll do what, it's a perfect example of just how strapped these counties are and these states are. And where's the money coming from? They're either going to raise sales tax or raise taxes in other areas. Or they're just going to default, and then you have to look at the how many people does it affect in jobs. They're going to have to lay people. I mean, it is just the snowball coming down the hill. And, we don't have people working. They have no incomes. I mean, how do you pay your property taxes? You can't.
Exactly, yeah. And on top of it, a mom-and-pop business along Main Street's paying the same commercial rate on their taxes that Walmart is. Yes,
yeah.
Walmart is paying more taxes because of the size and value of their building. But all the same, you're still losing, probably, I'm going to guess you're losing half your tax base here. In Iowa, we're pretty much open back up, but people aren't walking into these mom-and-pop businesses. They just aren't.
No.
And that's sad.
They're scared.
And, pardon?
They're scared.
Yeah.
They are. But I'd rather go into a mom and pop store than a big box store.
Me too. I've always done that
control,
way. So.
I can control things in a small area. I can't when I'm in a big box store. But, and you know what? I mean, the big headline news today is, of course, all about, China. And their breakout in the virus again. And, of course, we've been reading, the headlines here about the states, how all of a sudden their cases are beginning to increase and so forth. And whether you believe it's real, whether you believe it's a hoax or whatever, it does impact us all.
Yes, it does.
And it's almost something where, if you really break down the numbers, I feel quite comfortable with the numbers and so forth. But what really is going on? I mean, you just can't believe either side. you have to be cautious on both sides. And that's really the problem with this. But the fact of the matter is we've had, millions and millions and millions of jobs lost through this. A lot of them are not going to come back. I mean, we're never going to get the right numbers, even with the jobs report. At the bottom of the jobs report for May that came out on Friday, last Friday, there was a note at the bottom saying that there had been a major error and that the rate really should be higher. And it was a miscalculation. Now, how many people across this country that heard that 2.5 million jobs were created, how many of them heard that part of it, that there was a miscalculation?
None.
I guarantee you, not very many. So
the problem with this is, like with the PPP, like I was talking about, that really isn't Trump's fault that happened. That's Mnuchin's fault. The problem is the bureaucracy. You got guys like Fauci and everybody else underneath Trump. He doesn't know this stuff happens till after the fact. And like every president does. So I think we need to keep that in consideration. It's Minneapolis and Seattle's mayor's responsibility to secure their downtown, not Trump's.
But they want him to get involved.
Maybe if he gets another term, maybe we can clean the bureaucracy up a little bit, because this malfeasance, that's where it's at.
Right. Well, members of Congress, they all took small business loans. But they won't release, you know, who got the loans on this program.
I sent Beth an article on this. They've got the tip of the spear. Beth, you've got the article, and she'll have to send that to her. They're starting to list who got them.
Is that the one you did?
There was four of them, but they're still resisting on who got them. There was four of them. They listed two Republicans and two Democrats. You know, and they're all, you know, billionaires or multi, where they could pay for their own. And it's just like, you know, as I said yesterday, let them go to their lobbyist buddies and get their loans. You know? I mean, if Washington wasn't so corrupt and these were people who really cared about this country, well, you know what? You really probably wouldn't have that much of a problem. But that's not the case.
Right.
And it's,
Tim, I'm going to have to let you go. We got another caller that's been holding the whole time, too. I need to get to him before we run out of time in this segment. We have Neil from Missouri. He wanted to talk about the public being the problem. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Melody's absolutely right. The public is the problem. But why are they the problem? They're the problem because they've turned their backs on the laws of God. God has 470 simple laws set forth in the Bible that anybody can read for themselves and follow. Now, anything outside that is not law. Anything outside those 470, anything that's not based on those 470, those are simply satanic rules and regulations. So if you're going to put Satanists into office, you're going to get chaos, and that's exactly what we have.
Oh, boy, we've got that for sure.
Hey, I know 10 laws. It's a lot easier.
those are the top 10, and they're not even following those.
No, they're not. In fact, they're ignoring them.
The old saying was, if we just follow those, we wouldn't need a police department.
Exactly.
And that's
for
true.
Sure.
Yep. Remember when they had we weren't there, but when they had the great revival, the police didn't have anything to do.
All right.
You know? And we like it that way.
Yep.
But evil always exists. And yes, we have
Right. And as far as the issue of liberty goes, the people in this country gave up their liberty when they gave up their right to travel.
Hmm.
They traded for the privilege of using the public roadways as their place of business and hauling for hire on it. Of course, all that information has been suppressed. They don't want the people to know what a driver's license is for people who are trespassing on the public right-of-way by using it as their place of business, instead of using it simply for their right to travel from point A to point B. So when you lose, or you give up a liberty as fundamental as that, of course this is what's going to follow.
People
won't stand up for their rights any longer because, for the most part, people don't even know what their rights are.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Nobody reads their Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. And if you read that, it's the same old right now.
But
thank you,
Neil. They would never been able to do that if they had kept us on a gold standard. They wouldn't have been able to do that.
Absolutely, and we're going to get to that when we come back. Thank you, Neil. We're headed into a break, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show and a good friend, even though we haven't met. And we're flip-flop buddies, as somebody said. And I'm going to give your number out. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com is her website, dgscoins.com. And if you go there, you can listen to her show. She has a show. It's live at 4 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock your time, right?
That's 4 She's o'clock Eastern.
Eastern, so it's 3 o'clock my time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Financial Survivor. And it's there on her website, and you can listen to it live or listen to it later, I do believe. And Rudy's laughing at me. Financial Survival.
Survival.
I said survival, didn't I?
You said survivor, but that's cool.
I have it written survival. He's a survivor watcher.
After 5 years, she'd have it right.
You'd think so.
You think?
I get more attention if I do it wrong, I guess. Anyway.
Okay, that's it.
No, I wish that was it. Anyway, you can visit that website, visit her website, and you can listen to her show live, or you can listen to it later. She has a podcast as well. Melody, we've been visiting for a long time about some of the things. I'm just going to kind of turn this segment over to you about, you mentioned when we left the gold standard, and that kind of was the beginning of the tumbling of our currency.
Well, I mean, it really was with the Federal Reserve being created, and, you know, but it took them that length of time in order to get us off the gold standard, you know. But, you know, and, right. And before that, there was always booms and busts. The banksters were always involved. And, I mean, that that goes back to day one. So I mean, it hasn't changed. It will always be the same. And but at this point in time, we're here. And, you know, all these little programs that they created, they wouldn't have been able to do. They might have been able to do some, but not as many. And we would have many of our liberties. They wouldn't have been lost. And perhaps people would have had a little bit better understanding. But the problem is, you know, here we are today. And, you know, people think that, you know, those who have retirement accounts and pension plans and so forth, the stock markets are doing okay. You know, you really think they're going to let you have that? When you have a country that everyone knows will default on the debt, what do you think it's going to do to all of your savings? There isn't one report, unless it comes from the administration, about how our economy is going to be in the next couple of years. We're officially in a recession. I mean, that wasn't anything new, but, you know, we're officially in a recession now. It started to crack back in September. You know, I was reading from one of the Federal Reserve Bank presidents out of Dallas. He says the Fed, they've got plenty of dry powder to create programs to keep the system going. I'm not sure that's true. He could just be calming the markets. But they announced a new one on Monday after the market dropped 1,800 points last week on a day. They came out and created a new program. Now they're buying individual corporate bonds. Before they were buying them off of the ETFs. Now they're individual. And it's just, doesn't anybody get it? How desperate that is just to keep the system going. I mean, if anybody thinks that this, but we don't know the time frame. They could have a lot of dry powder. They could take us another year out, 2 years out. But it doesn't mean it's going to get any better. And, you know, we can always hope that things will change. But I can't imagine anything that can happen or that they could do to make things better. This is totally different this time. You had a world shut down. And we're beginning to see gold and silver products flow a little bit better. I was boycotting Silver Eagles because the premium was absolutely too high. And it was the wholesaler, one of the largest wholesalers in the country, was being selective in who he was selling to. And they kept the price up. So I kind of was boycotting Silver Eagles. Well, you know, after a while, you get how many calls a day where people want Silver Eagles. I broke down, and I got a box of Silver Eagles, and I made the announcement. My price is still cheaper than, you know, probably by $2, $3, $4 than what you can find online. So I figured if I boycotted them for a while, and now I can compete and keep my prices low, they're going to have to lower their prices. I mean, because we're a major player when it comes to Silver Eagles. And we do have an impact in the market. We can. So it's just wrong what they're doing. I also have another buyer, one of my buyers. He also stopped selling Silver Eagles. He's one of the bigger wholesalers in the country. He says, Melanie, he says, I'm not going to sell them to you with those high, ridiculous prices because both you and I know the premiums will drop eventually. So we are beginning to see a little bit of a weakness. Of course, the price of silver is rising, but I'd rather pay on Silver Eagles a higher silver price than a high premium. If you just pay with a higher silver price, at least you get more silver for your money than you do with the higher premiums as they drop. Premiums will drop. So if you have them, if you want them, we have them. And you can still save a lot of money by buying from Discount Gold and Silver when it comes to Silver Eagles. So we're trying to help you out. And I know people are, they don't want to wait. They think things are going to happen overnight, and they might. But I always say, well, if you wait and something happens overnight, I mean, you wouldn't have had them in that time frame anyway, so what difference does it make?
I want to give you a number real quick. It's 1-800.
We're out of time.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're not out of time. We have a minute left.
Oh,
I just
okay.
wanted to make sure I got that out there. We have 1 minute, a little less than a minute now.
So Silver Eagles are flowing, but they're just a little to the high side, but they're available if you want them. And they just have to give us a call at 800-375-4188. Premiums on Gold Eagles are beginning to come down. Now, if we see government shut down again and we see mints shut down, it's a whole different ballgame.
Hmm.
So get it while you can. So give us a call.
And Melody has it. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I love it when you're on with me, Melody. We never know where it's going to go.
Well, we're going to have to talk about cooking someday and recipes.
We are.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to that day when we have solved all the world's problems.
All the world's problems.
And all we need to do is just, you know, wear our flip-flops in the kitchen and cook. That's all we need to do. All right. Melody, you have a great day.
Thank you. You
thank you for God bless you for all your help and use Melody. Support the show, but support Melody. Oh my goodness, she deserves it because she works so hard for you. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Honesty and integrity in business and a God fearing woman. 1-800-375-4188. Things are tough. And when things are tough, the tough get going. And that's what we have to do. As God-fearing Americans, we will not give up. We will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.